And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520, bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is health and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a stem cell therapy expert. He'll explain what stem cell therapy is, how it benefits the users, and he'll also tackle the confusion surrounding stem cell therapy in the minds of consumers. Dr. Pericles Lance is a partner at the Bergen County Spine Clinic and Spine and Joint Center, where he practices stem cell therapy. He has performed stem cell therapy on athletes and others suffering from painful joint and spine injuries. Dr. Lance is a graduate of the Mount Sinai Medical School, joining us from the great state of New Jersey. Hi, Dr. Lance. How are you doing today?
How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest. And I guess the first place to start is to help alleviate some of the confusion in the minds of my listeners about stem cells. Because you mentioned stem cells and stem cell therapy, then all of a sudden controversy sort of swirls around this ethical debate, which is focused primarily on human embryonic stem cells. Not all stem cell research, though, involves human embryos. For example, there's adult stem cells, there's amniotic stem cells, and induced pluripotent stem cells, if I'm not mistaken. None of these involve embryos at all. So differentiate the different types of stem cells and what each of these types of stem cells can be used for therapeutically.
Surely. You know, like you say, it is a very provocative term. You say stem cells, and people already have a reaction, you know, either good or bad. But there are definitely different types of stem cells, and it's important for people to understand that. There are embryonic stem cells, and those are stem cells that embryos and humans develop from. But as adults, we also have stem cells. So we can talk about adult stem cell therapy, and that's when you use your own stem cells. And you use those stem cells for your own therapy, so you don't have a reaction to it, and you're not creating any political or religious conflicts because you're using your body's own tissue. The easiest way to think about this is, for many years, people who have suffered from burns have had a skin graft. So that's taking cells from one part of the body and putting it into another part of the body. So, you know, it's just moving cells around in your own body.
My guest is Dr. Pericles Lance. So, Dr. Lance, then, give us some other examples of stem cell, because actually stem cell therapy has been out there for some time. We just may not know it as such. I mean, what comes to mind immediately is bone marrow transplants. Isn't that stem cell therapy?
Absolutely. A bone marrow transplant is a stem cell therapy transplant. And in that case, when you're looking for a bone marrow donor, you're looking for somebody whose stem cells are compatible with your own. That's a difficult process, and that's why it's important that people try and find a match. When you're using your own stem cells, there's no reason to look for any compatibility because it's your own cells. But you're absolutely correct. A bone marrow transplant is a stem cell transplant.
All right, and so is leukemia and so forth. What are some other types of therapies that use stem cells?
Well, you know, just to go back for one second, there's a concept called fat transplant, where plastic surgeons have been taking fat and putting it from one area of the body into another. And that is a form of stem cell therapy because there are stem cells in fat. So for many years, people have been doing fat grafting, and that was also a form of stem cell therapy. What we're doing now is we're actually just concentrating those cells to a much greater number. So we're using that technology, and we're just getting many, many more cells, and we're making the treatments more effective. So when we use stem cell therapy now, we're using it for two main indications. One is for orthopedic indications. So we can take stem cells, and we can get stem cells from either fat or from bone marrow, like you say, a bone marrow transplant. And those are two easy places to get stem cells. And we can inject it into joints for people who have joint difficulties, who may have a partial tear, may have cartilage degeneration. So people who need, you know, to heal from a joint injury can get a stem cell injection into the joint. The other area that we can use stem cells is for aesthetic purposes, where we can do a stem cell facelift. So we can do stem cell injections into the face, and that helps rejuvenate the face. It helps rejuvenate the structures of the face, the skin, the firmness, and the elasticity of the face.
Wow. I mean, that's fascinating. Well, if we can, Dr. Lance, let's take a step back without getting too terribly technical. What makes stem cells so unique? What makes them so helpful in both in all of these processes that we've talked about?
Well, stem cells, they can become other things. So they have regenerative capability. A stem cell is a powerful cell because it has the capability to become blood tissue. It has the capability to become skin, ligaments, tendons, things like that. So these are cells that, you know, they're able to listen to the calls around them for the help signals that the body sent out, and it's able to react to those calls in different ways and adapt and to become things that the body needs. I like to use the example that I say that stem cells are like the A students in the class. When a teacher has a question, the stem cells are the ones that have their hands up and they're able to give the answer.
All right, that's a great analogy. My guest is Dr. Pericles Lance. So, Dr. Lance, differentiate for us then between adult stem cells and embryonic stem cells. Why and what ways are adult stem cells better or worse, useful or less useful than embryonic stem cells for therapies, for different types of therapies?
Sure. Adult stem cells come from the adult, and they come from the patient that is going to be treated. The advantage of that is there's not going to be any compatibility problem, because that's your own cell, that's your own tissue, you cannot react to it. The downside is that an adult stem cell is less powerful than an embryonic stem cell would be, because, you know, it's older, and depending on the age of the patient, you know, the stem cells might be a little bit less powerful. But in general, they are very capable cells.
All right. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, an embryonic stem cell obviously comes from an embryo, and that's controversial because in many cases, the embryo would have to be sacrificed. But then there's other differences because that is different genetic tissue. So there's some concern about that also, that it might create a reaction. So the adult stem cells are very, very safe because they're your own cells.
All right, so they're your own cells, less chance of rejection, less chance of that sort of thing happening.
But sure, no chance of rejection.
No chance. Oh, I like that. I like no chance of rejection. That's good. So let's talk about some of the degenerative diseases that are thought to be helped by embryonic stem cells. Some that come to mind: diabetes, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, spinal cord injuries, which you sort of alluded to earlier, and Alzheimer's disease. As the world's population gets older and these degenerative diseases become more common, they proliferate, you want to care to speculate this debate about embryonic stem cells versus adult stem cells, which way it will go?
You know, my honest feeling is that adult stem cells is where the answer is ultimately going to lie, because as we're learning more about these cells, we're going to learn to be able to program them and to really nudge them into the direction that they need to go. And then it's easy to get those stem cells, either from your bone marrow or your fat, and there's no chance of reaction. So I really think the adult stem cells is where the exciting area of research is.
All right. So adult stem cells, you say, in the future may be programmable. I mean, we think about computers and how we can program a computer using little bits of code. How would we be able to program adult stem cells to be able to do some of the regenerative powers that embryonic stem cells have?
Well, sure. We all know that we have hormones in our body, right?
Right.
Men have testosterone, women have progesterone. Those are molecular messengers that tell cells to do different things. So as we dial in different growth factors and messengers like growth hormone, et cetera, we'll be able to program those cells to go down a certain path. So I really believe that the adult stem cell, the future is that we'll be able to say, we need this out of our stem cell, let's pre-program it, and then we inject it into the patient. But that certainly is in the future.
All right, so that's down the future. Do you care to speculate, is that 5 years down in the future, 10 years in the future, or even farther?
You know, it's funny. I wouldn't even have thought we'd be here today with doing what we're doing, so I'm hoping that it's about 5 years.
5 years down the road. Wow, that is great. My guest is Dr. Pericles Lance. We're talking about stem cell therapy. And doctor, I don't want to get too technical for our listening audience, but I do want to ask you about a different type of a cell, and it's one that's called an IPC for short. That's induced pluripotent cell. Boy, I'm not having a good time spelling that, or pronouncing that either. But what are IPCs? What is the future of IPCs? How do they enter into therapy?
Well, that's going back to what we just spoke about with the programming with messengers. It's, you know, you're inducing that cell to be pluripotent. You can take a skin cell, a skin fibroblast, and I know you don't want to use technical terms, but you can take a skin progenitor cell and you can make it reverse its course and become more stem cell-like. So that is one area that we're working on in adult stem cells, and that is to kind of make that cell become more pluripotent, meaning that it can become more things, it can do more things, and that is with the programming that we've discussed.
Got it. All right, Dr. Lentz, let's bring it back to the present if we can. How is stem cell therapy being used to help professional athletes like baseball player Bartolo Colon?
Yes. You know, when athletes and you know, other professionals and anyone with an injury sustain an injury, we're basically augmenting that healing response. We're making that healing response a lot stronger because we're taking stem cells and we're concentrating them and we're putting them into the area that the body needs most. So that's how the regenerative process works, because the stem cells basically are there to help initiate the healing. It reduces the healing time. It helps create the structures that are needed in healing. There was a study that showed that people who had received stem cells had more cartilage in their joint after the stem cell injection than before. So that's really basically just kickstarting that healing response and basically giving it a boost.
Wow, that's great. And that's today's use. So speculate for us and look into the future, if you will, Dr. Lentz. How do you see stem cell therapy being used in the future?
I see stem cell therapy really being used for heart indications, for people whose heart muscle is not really strong. It's been weakened by, you know, heart attack or, you know, other cardiac diseases. I see stem cell use being used for neurological conditions. And also diabetes is a big problem. So I'd like to see stem cells be able to treat that as well.
Wow.
Again, it's a little young in the field, but the current indications, we've had great experience. People who have been treated with the stem cell injections in their joints have had a great response. We're getting great response with the cosmetic uses. People heal very quickly. They look a lot younger. So it's definitely a promising area, and it's definitely the direction we're going in.
My guest is Dr. Pericles Lentz. So, Dr. Lentz, tell us a little bit about what you do at the Bergen County Spine Clinic and Spine and Joint Center.
Right. Well, we treat people in both New York City and in New Jersey. And what we do is we take stem cells from either fat or bone marrow. And when I say we're taking stem cells from fat, we're using liposuction. So everybody knows that term. And we all have a little bit more fat than we should.
Amen to that.
It doesn't hurt to take some of it out. But we take that fat and we really isolate the stem cells that are in that fat tissue. And we concentrate it down. And then we use a live X-ray machine so we know exactly where we're going. And we use a very small needle. And we inject the stem cells exactly where they need to be. So that's what we're doing currently. When we do it in the face, we're using stem cells again. Except we're just injecting it into the areas of the face that look like they need support. We're doing a little bit of fat transplant as well, so a little bit of fat injected along with the stem cells, and people get an increase in volume, and afterwards they heal beautifully, their skin looks better, and they have more support and elasticity. Stem cells are also being used for burn victims, which is very interesting.
Wow.
So people who have a scar or are very badly burned, they can get stem cells injected into that scar, right in the area of the scar, and the scar actually remodels and heals. So the burn treatment is very exciting also.
That is. My guest has been Dr. Pericles Lentz. He is a partner at the Bergen County Spine Clinic and Spine and Joint Center. Thank you so much for being our guest here on the Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. We have an informational website. It's called whatisstemcelltherapy.com.
Whatisstemcelltherapy.com. Be sure to check it out when you get in front of a computer. Dr. Lentz, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from my sponsors.